Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radol. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says hundreds of additional federal agents are being deployed to Minnesota following a weekend of nationwide protests over a deadly ICE shooting in Minneapolis. Noem said the reinforcements will help ensure ICE and Border Patrol officers can continue operations safely in the Twin Cities. She made the remarks during appearances on Sunday news talk shows. Accusations of fraud in Minnesota's newest state program. The new paid leave program began accepting applications at the start of the new year, and Republican House Fraud Prevention Chair Kristen Robbins tells MNN she's already receiving reports of fraud.
I'm very concerned that DHS does not have adequate safeguards in place. I've already had whistleblower reports, and the program is less than a week old, talking about how people are trying to skim the system.
We checked with the Department of Economic and Employment Development. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rose says they would be naive to think that no one is trying to steal from the program.
I think we have found to date that the processes and tools, and again, it's people, process, and technology, they're all reinforcing each other, and they are helping us make sure that this program, you know, that this program runs with the high level of integrity that we expect it to and that Minnesotans should expect.
Rose says the first payments go out today, and he has not seen any attempts at fraud or a break into the system. Officials continue to investigate a house fire in Rochester on Friday night that left two people dead. The Rochester Fire Department says crews battled flames from inside and outside the house. Firefighters found two adult victims in the garage during a search. First responders tried to save them, but they both died at the scene. In other headlines, the Minnesota deer harvest was up 9% in 2025 compared to 2024 and 5% higher than the five-year average. DNR Acting Big Game Coordinator Paul Burr says weather could be a factor in the increased harvest numbers.
There continues to be kind of interest in that season. It's been slowly growing over the last 10 plus years. This year, we actually saw a total harvest just shy of 30,000 deer, which is the highest recorded archery harvest that Minnesota has on record.
A total of 186,203 deer were harvested in Minnesota in 2025. Minnesota Sun Country Airlines is being acquired by Allegiant in a $1.5 billion deal. On Sunday, Allegiant announced the deal and a pledge to maintain a significant presence at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. This is MNN.